Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and I will be delighted to be reading a psalm with you today. Today's psalm is Psalm 17 and we're going to read it twice. We're going to read it first in the Good News Translation and we're going to read the same psalm again in the New King James Version. And then I'm going to share some thoughts and some reflections after the reading. So let's read together. Psalm 17, first from the Good News Translation. And this is a psalm of David. Listen, O Lord, to my plea for justice. Pay attention to my cry for help. Listen to my honest prayer. You will judge in my favour, because you know what is right. You know my heart. You have come to me at night. You have examined me completely and found no evil desire in me. I speak no evil as others do. I have obeyed your command and have not followed paths of violence. I have always walked in your way and have never strayed from it. I pray to you, O God, because you answer me. So turn to me and listen to my words. Reveal your wonderful love and save me. At your side I am safe from my enemies. Protect me as you would your very eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the attacks of the wicked. Deadly enemies surround me. They have no pity and speak proudly. They are around me now wherever I turn, watching for a chance to pull me down. They are like lions waiting for me, wanting to tear me to pieces. Come, Lord, oppose my enemies and defeat them. Save me from the wicked by your sword. Save me from those who in this life have all they want. Punish them with the sufferings you have stored up for them. May there be enough for their children and some left over for their children's children. But I will see you, because I have done no wrong. And when I awake, your presence will fill me with joy. And now we read the same psalm again, that's Psalm 17, but this time from the New King James Version. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvellous loving kindness by your right hand. O you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. For they have closed up their fat hearts. With their mouths they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes crouching down to the earth. As a lion is eager to tear his prey, and like a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down. Deliver my life from the wicked with your sword, with your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure. They are satisfied with children, and leave the rest of their possession for their babes. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. This has been Psalm 17, and it starts off with the psalmist calling out to God. This is David saying, "Listen, Lord, to my plea for justice. Pay attention to my cry for help." Have you ever just really needed help? And when we need help, it can be hard to know who to turn to, who's actually going to listen, and who's actually going to be able to do something. Will people simply tell me to stop being silly and to sort it out myself? Or will they actually come to help? Well, David knows that the Lord answers prayers. "I pray to you, O God, because you answer me, for you will hear me." When we need help, let's turn to God. Let's ask him to help us with the things which are troubling us. Now, in this psalm, David isn't being troubled by his own wrongdoings and failings. Actually, it seems that David is being surrounded by his enemies. Sometimes it feels like we've done everything right that we can do, and still there is trouble around us. We feel that we've done the best we can, but we still need help. Remember in the Garden of Eden that Adam was given some tasks, but God saw that it was not good for him to be alone and sent a helper. The Lord helps us today, just as he helped David, and just as he helps those who cried out to him in the Bible. When we are overwhelmed, when we've tried everything that we possibly can to the best of our abilities, it's okay to still need help. It's okay to cry out for help. It's okay to say, "Lord, I've done everything I can, but I need you." Let's not trust in our own abilities. Let's not think that we're the only ones who can get things done. Recently, I had to take some time off work because I was unwell. And it was a blessing. Not being ill was a blessing. But it was a blessing to learn that even when I wasn't there, God was still in control. Things still happened. The world kept turning. The Lord is the one who can help us. He is the one that we can rely on. He can save us from the things which are going on around us. Let's not be distressed when we see things going well for others, but they don't seem to be going well for us. We read, "For men of the world who have their portion in this life." But David, he knows that his portion is the Lord himself. And we know that our portion is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Don't look around and be discouraged. Do your best with God. Lean on him for help. Remember that Jesus said, "I will send you a helper, an advocate, a comforter, the Holy Spirit." And with the Holy Spirit, we can do amazing things for the Lord. We can do more than we thought was possible. But we need to trust in his ways and not our own. So call out to the Lord for help today. Don't think we can do it all on our own. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and it has been a blessing to be able to read with you today. God bless you and goodbye.